This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Glynis Board. This morning, we unpack the iconic song, Country Roads.
The people clapped for about 5 minutes straight. First time they'd ever heard the song. And you knew you had something, because that just doesn't happen.
This is West Virginia Morning. Take Me Home, Country Roads has been a worldwide anthem since its release in April 1971. It's one of the things people across the globe connect with West Virginia, but there's a debate about whether it was really written about the state. This year marks the 50th anniversary for the song. Roxy Todd has been talking with people about the stories behind it and what it represents to people in the Mountain State.
Almost heaven, West Virginia.
One night in 1970, Bill Danoff and his then-girlfriend Taffy Niver were hanging out with John Denver, and they played a few verses from a song they'd been working on. Denver immediately said he wanted to record it, as Danoff recalls.
It was sort of like an old movie, you know, why don't we all do it together? I said, okay, well, we got to finish it. And he said, well, let's finish it.
The three of them, Danoff, Niver, and Denver, stayed up all night finishing the song. Knowing little about the state, Niver pulled out an encyclopedia and looked up West Virginia.
We kept just throwing out lines, and then we'd write down the ones that seemed to fit.
Take me home, country roads.
They played it the next night at the Cellar Door, an iconic, intimate venue in Washington, D.C.
The people clapped for about 5 minutes straight. First time they'd ever heard the song. And you knew you had something, because that just doesn't happen, you know.
On the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye, country road.
One of those in the audience was Andy Ridenour. At the time, Ridenour was a student at Concord College in southern West Virginia.
I was on holiday break between Christmas and New Year's, along with some friends from West Virginia. My table, which was sitting right at the front of the stage, and with my friends, we all went nuts with our West Virginia connections, and quite frankly, everybody in the place went nuts.
This wasn't the first time Ridenour had seen Denver play. A couple months prior to the show at the Cellar Door, Denver played at Concord College. It was Denver's trip to the small town of Athens, West Virginia, that may have helped spark the hit single.
He and his band flew into Roanoke, Virginia, and they had to drive over on old US 460, which a lot of it was a two-lane road, meandering through towns and running parallel to the New River. And when John and his band got out of the car, they commented on the roads. They were happy to have safely arrived. When that single was released later that following summer and became a big hit, John Denver sent us a copy of the album that he autographed, which he said, "Thanks for the inspiration."
All my memories gather around her.
It really does give folks an idea about what West Virginia is like. If you listen to the words of the song, that feeling that you get.
Dark and dusty, painted on the sky.
But some say the song does a disservice because it mentions the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Shenandoah River, two geographical features that are mostly associated with Western Maryland and Virginia. While the river and mountains do touch a small portion of West Virginia's eastern panhandle, Danoff says he wrote most of the song during a drive through rural Maryland.
I was just driving out in Western Maryland, and it was kind of countryside that reminded me of my home upbringing in Western New England.
But Danoff says he does have a connection to West Virginia. Growing up, he spent many evenings listening to the Wheeling Jamboree from WWVA.
Jamboree performers entertain folks not only in all parts of this country, but in Canada and even in the Arctic Circle.
In the bridge of that song, there's a line, I hear her voice in the morning hour, she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away.
Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday.
I'm thinking of that radio. I'm thinking of WWVA and heading toward that radio signal. So there really was an early a subconscious connection.
And as for the geographical issue, when somebody pointed that out, Danoff came up with this answer on the fly.
So I thought about it and I said, well, the guy's going home to West Virginia. He's going through Virginia and he's passing the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Shenandoah River.
Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River.
You can hear more stories about returning home in the latest episode of Inside Appalachia. Listen Sunday morning at 7 and Sunday evening at 6, or subscribe to the podcast so you can listen on your own time. Our Mountain Stage Song of the Week comes from the Canadian indie folk rockers Cowboy Junkies, regulars on the Mountain Stage. This 2012 performance includes Damaged from the Start, a song from the band's album The Wilderness.
Here's a man who sorrows children as constant as the sea, searching for a heart that's lost its stone. Shimmers like a serpent, baby, through time she drags her tail of all the broken hearted left behind. Let's just sit here a little bit longer with these bruised and battered hearts. Let's just say that they were damaged from the start. There they go like shadows, darling, between this world and theirs, never knowing where the light will shine. But I can tell you one thing, sweetheart, we share a place in time. Nothing more is needed, 'cause you're mine. Let's just sit here a little bit longer for these bruised and battered hearts. Let's just say that they're damaged from the start. What a perfect pairing, baby, the Pacific and its rock. A battle weighed on scales we cannot know. Let's just sit here a little bit longer for these scarred and healing hearts. Let's just say that they were damaged from the start. Let's just sit here a little bit longer for these scarred and healing hearts. Let's just say that they were damaged from the start. Let's just say that they were damaged from the start.
That's our Mountain Stage Song of the Week, Damaged from the Start. Hear the entire set from the Cowboy Junkies, plus music from Rich Robinson, Paul Kelly, and more this Friday and Saturday night at 8, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thank you. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from the Charleston Area Medical Center and Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, Eric Douglas, Corey Nollinger, Emily Allen, and Roxy Todd. Andrea Billups is our news director. I'm your host and producer, Glynis Board. This is West Virginia Morning.